This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights. Good to have everybody with us, and it's great to see how well we continue to do over at TalkStream Live. Hello to all of our friends over at TalkStream Live that are listening there. We also posted a phone number that you can dial to listen to the show, and I knew that we had this, but honestly, I just never really give it out. I don't know why, but now with people having cell phone plans where you get unlimited minutes, talk minutes, you can just dial in. And here's the number, 605-562-4068. So you just dial that number on your phone. Maybe you'll click the speakerphone button. That would be the easiest way to listen. And there you can hear the show, 605-562-4068. Hey, a great show lined up for you tonight. As always, we've got a very, very interesting guest. And this show really runs the gamut from A to Z, right? I mean, everybody asks me, gosh, how do you do it? One week you've got a martial arts expert on talking about self-defense. Then the next week you're talking about the JFK assassination. And we continue to switch it up on you to keep you confused, because tonight in hour number two, my guest is Robert Abel, Dr. Robert Abel, that is, who is author of a book called The Eye Care Revolution. And this is really, really powerful information. I'll tell you what, I hate going into the dentist, the eye doctor, places like this, chiropractors. You just end up getting charged. I told my wife today, I said, I want to bring up the story with Dr. Abel, where, I kid you not, I'm under my wife's eyeglasses insurance program through her employer. So I have insurance for eyeglasses. And I go in and I go through my eye exam. They, you know, tell me all the stuff I need, yada, yada, yada. And they give me the grand total. And I'm just about to pay this money. And I talk to my wife and she says, don't you pay that. That's not the correct amount. She drives up to the doctor's office, the optometrist, and comes in there and confronts the billing person, who admits to my wife that they were charging me more because I had insurance than if I didn't have insurance. In other words, had I just walked in off the street without any insurance at all, I would have gotten a better deal. I don't know. I mean, this to me does not seem right. You're paying insurance premiums and you're charged more when you go to a provider. So we're going to talk about all of the stuff going on in the eye care industry, the cost of eyeglasses, contact lenses, LASIK surgery. What about nutrition for your eyes? Are there really supplements you can take to be able to get better eyesight and to protect your vision for the long run? All kinds of great options. One suggestion, I have a problem with dry eye. And a lot of times you'll see these ads for Restasis, which can be very expensive. It's a prescription gel that you can put in your eye. Well, there's an alternative to that called Genteel, which you can buy for like $8 on Amazon. I bought a tube of it a week ago after hearing this from Dr. Abel, and the stuff works great. I mean, so there's all kinds of ideas and solutions to save you money and also protect your eyesight as you get into older age. And young people listening, you can do a lot of this stuff and you won't be wearing glasses when you turn 50 like me. Next week, we have rebooked our guest, Jim Vieira, who is the author of the book Giants. Now, last week, if you were listening, I came to the studio just as normal. I've got a radio studio built in my house. I've got all kinds of equipment, thousands of dollars invested in all this. And I pressed the button on my computer that connects me with the radio network up in Minneapolis. Nothing happened. So we tried everything we could try for a good 10 minutes until the show open music started playing. And we just decided, well, go to a backup. And that's what we did. It has only happened that one time that we had that problem. As many times as there have been thunderstorms and all kinds of issues here in Florida, we've always been able to connect. I believe that's the only time we had to cancel a show because of a technical issue connecting. I've canceled it because I was sick or on a trip or other reasons, but that was the first time in 2 years. It'll be 2 years I'm on GCN in about 3 weeks. I believe the date is June the 6th would be my official 2-year anniversary with GCN. And we even had this problem, but one time. So thank God all this technology works 99.999. But when it doesn't, no problem, because we have 2 years of archives of some really great shows and interviews. We always can go back to those in place of a live show if we have to. So next week is Jim Vieira, author of the book Giants. No, it's not about the baseball Giants. We're talking about these giants that are being found all around the world, skeletal remains of giants. These are men as tall as 9-10 foot tall, and how this connects all the way back to biblical times, David and Goliath. Who are these giants? Why is the scientific community trying to hide these giants from us? That's all next week in hour number two. I've got to tell you also, let me do this first. We just updated one of our most popular articles, and we have a direct URL that you can use to get there. I now have an article posted on the blog, and you can get there by going to freesurvivalgifts.com. Make sure you put the S on there, freesurvivalgifts.com. There are 14 survival freebies that you can grab. They're all free. You just pay your own shipping and handling, which is not one of those scam deals where, oh, shipping and handling's $50 and the item's free. No, it's not like that at all. If you go there and you check it out, you'll see all kinds of cool stuff that you can get for free. Just pay your own shipping. This is all because of some promotions, new product launches, all kinds of cool opportunities for you to cash in. There's like a CIA or a spy credit card knife. There's a waterproof match and fire starter. There's one of those emergency multi-tools, a paracord bracelet, a couple of really cool high beam flashlights. And there's even this deal. It's like a magnifying glass looking device. It's the shape of a credit card, but you can keep this in your wallet and you can use this actually to use the heat of the sun to start fires. And then we just posted another freebie up here. It's called the Monkey Fist Keychain, and it's a self-defense device that is unbelievable. I mean, it'll absolutely take down a bad guy in 2 to 3 seconds. So take a look at all this free stuff. It's there for you. freesurvivalgifts.com. freesurvivalgifts.com. And I'll tell you, right after the break, I'm going to talk about free home phone service for life. Yep. Get rid of your expensive landline and get a free home phone for life. I'm going to tell you about that after the break. But check out the website of Michael Savage, michaelsavage.com. This week, I have been the top story all week at michaelsavage.com. And it is an article I wrote about Michael Savage's new book. And the beginning of the week, he had the article in the upper right-hand corner, which is the top story. And now it is sitting in the exact middle of the website. And you'll see a picture of Michael Savage and his dog there. And then the big article that I wrote. Very excited about that over at michaelsavage.com. After the break, a free home phone for life and the crisis going on in Venezuela. All right, we'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and this is supposed to be a financial show, right? But every week I get onto all kinds of different topics. I'm talking about the jazz legend Chet Baker. Was he murdered? I get into politics and what's going on with crazy man Donald Trump and all these other things. But let's get back to some financial stuff here. Something that I've been doing now for about 5 years, and you could check this out over on my blog if you go to blog.christianmoney.com. I got rid of my landline. Now, a lot of people don't have landlines anymore because the thinking is, well, I have a cell phone, so why do I need a landline phone? Well, I kind of disagree with that for a couple of reasons. For example, in business, I think people expect when they talk to you, if it's, you know, you're making maybe a presentation to a client or you're talking to someone over the phone related to a business deal, I don't know, that kind of scratchy voice going in and out, cell phone connection just doesn't seem appropriate. But secondly, for safety around the house, I think it's a great part of your safety and security strategy to have a landline where you can dial 911 and the emergency responders know exactly where you are because it has that 911 locator service. The problem is that in many parts of the country, people are paying $30 a month, in some cases, even $50 or more to have a landline telephone. Now, something I've been using for about 5 years now is called OOMA, O-O-M-A, OOMA. And there's a big article about it at my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. And you buy this device, which goes for about $100 on Amazon, and then you get free home phone service for life. All I pay monthly is about $4 monthly, and those are taxes. Yep, they still tax you on a free phone. I don't know how they get away with that, but I have to pay $4 in government fees and taxes each month. Otherwise, my OOMA landline phone is free. It's very easy to set up. It's a small box that you receive after you make your purchase, and you can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it any number of places. Amazon has good prices. You can just plug this into your router at your house, and then you plug your phones into it. And it's easy to set up. I mean, you could do it in probably 20 minutes, and you can keep your same phone number that you already have, and you can have a home phone line, a landline, for what comes out, in my case, like $4 a month. I mean, it's free. Those are the taxes and fees, but I don't want to mislead you and say it's completely free because there are those fees involved. But check out that article over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. Now, you know, I haven't been following this story. I have to tell you, this caught me a little bit by surprise today. Venezuela is in a state of emergency, and they're even talking about the government being overthrown, and there's all kinds of things happening there. And I'll tell you how bad it is. If you just do a Google search for Venezuela and the state of emergency that they're in right now, there are actually hospitals where people are dying in their hospital bed because they don't have medicine. They don't have food at the grocery stores. People are getting into physical confrontations and fights to clean off the final remaining food items at the grocery store, and nobody really knows what's going to happen. And this is all, you know, if you do a little bit of reading on it, Hugo Chavez, their strongman president, he died in 2013 of cancer, if you remember that. And ever since his death, there's been a power vacuum there. They do have an elected government, but it's just not a strong government. And the economy is really in trouble because most of what they make there as a country, their economic output, is based on oil. And if you look at what's happened with the price of oil, they just cannot make money. They can't harvest the oil and ship the oil and make money at the current price levels of oil. This is why I have said for years, the reason why the price of oil is artificially kept at higher levels, it isn't right now, but it typically is at levels it should not be at, is because I think that the political ramifications of low oil prices are just what we're seeing here in Venezuela. This, I think, is largely a punishment by the United States and the Saudis getting together and bringing the price of oil down to be able to punish the Russians, who are also doing very, very badly in their economy because of the price of oil. Let's face it, there are a lot of these countries around the world that are just teetering on the brink. And you know what? Some people were talking on internet radio today about the United States. They said, what's happening in Venezuela? What's happening there? I don't know why I always have a hard time pronouncing Venezuela. I want to add a W in there. Venezuela. They're having trouble in Venezuela. That is the sort of trouble we talk about when we talk about, you know, having your own survival food, having your own surplus of water around the house, firearms, home protection. Because the U.S., and they were talking about this, as I said, on internet radio today, the U.S. is struggling itself with many problems. We've got Puerto Rico on the brink of collapse. There are states like California and Illinois and others on the brink of collapse. And really, you know, how close are we to something like this? I mean, that's the thing to think about. When you see all of the problems around the world, what's happening right now in Europe, where you've got, as they're calling it, Brexit, the Brits exiting the European Union and what that might do to the European Union and some of these struggling European countries like Greece, for example, like Spain, for example. And now we've got these oil rich countries, these mineral rich economies like in South and Central America and what's happening to them because of the price of oil. Really, so many parts of the world in these kinds of economic crises. And when I see something like this, of course, you know, very sad to see it. You know, we're very sad to see what's happening over there. But it is a socialist country, right? And so this is kind of the end of the road. So those of you that love Bernie Sanders, you love socialism. Well, this is what it looks like when you run out of money. This is what it looks like. Take a look at Venezuela. And I'll tell you what, Puerto Rico could be very close behind. I'm not really reading a lot of anything positive, actually, about Puerto Rico being able to solve its problem. And, you know, Donald Trump is in the news, and I knew this would happen. And, you know, for those that listen to the show, you know that I was an early supporter of Trump, and then I bailed when he backed the transgender bathroom idea a few weeks ago, when he took the side of the federal government versus the state of North Carolina. I said enough is enough, and I bailed on Trump. But here's what I had told my wife, and I really believe this, that they were waiting, lying in wait with some dirt on Trump. And that dirt is starting to come out, and we'll tell you what it is right after the break. Stay tuned.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, they were waiting with a big bombshell about Trump, and there might be multiple ones, but Donald Trump has been very open about his relationships with women. The guy's been married three times. He's had affairs. From what I understand, there is a very, very provocative recording of him on the Howard Stern show talking about his sexual prowess. That's all out there. I mean, everybody knows that, but it really hasn't been brought up much until now. Now that he's the guy, the presumptive nominee, they're starting to bring these stories out. And here's kind of the problem with it, however. The problem for the Clinton people is they kind of don't want to go. They don't want to go there. You don't want to start talking about the sexual past of people if you're the Clinton campaign. You'd rather pick a different topic. I'll take presidents for 500 on Jeopardy. I don't want to pick the topic of people's sexual past if I'm Hillary Clinton. I just don't want to go there. I don't want to bring that up. And I think that's what the Trump campaign is really betting on. They're betting on the fact that Hillary's not going to go there, but it's not just Hillary. Trump has a lot of people after him, including those within the Republican Party. Mitt Romney, chief among them. Mitt Romney, the guy that you sort of thought might come back if they ever redid the Leave It to Beaver show. He could be the Beavs' dad. Mitt Romney is demanding for Trump to release his tax returns. Romney, according to a story I read here, this is the Washington Post. It says Romney is talking about a third party campaign. Bill Kristol's talking about a third party option for Republicans. And it goes on and on and on. But this is a Peyton Place all over again. And we might have more talk of sex than any election, than any presidential election we've had in history. We're going to be hearing about Bill Clinton's sexual escapades again. Then we're going to be hearing about Donald Trump's sexual escapades. Although, as far as we know, all of Trump's sexual conquests were consensual, as far as we know. Can't say that about Bill Clinton. We've had Roger Stone on and all the accusers. What is it? Roger Stone said 27 sexual assaults. Roger Stone claims that Bill Clinton is guilty of 27 in his book. I believe it's 27. It might be more than that. But this is just going to, you know, I thought this might happen, that they might have some more substantial dirt on Trump and just wait to bring it out until we got to this point. All right, what else do we have here? This story just jumped off the page to me today. Google will pay you $20 an hour to sit in your car. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? $20 an hour to sit in your car. You know what I should have done is I should do like the real seasoned talk show host. I should have teased you and told you that at the top of the hour and then said, at 49 after, we're going to tell you how to make $20 an hour sitting in your car working for Google, and forced you to listen for the entire hour, but we didn't do that. But here's the deal. How would you like to make some pretty easy money, it says here. This is from Yahoo Technology. The Arizona Republic is reporting that Google is paying people in Arizona. So if you're not in Arizona, you don't get in on this. But if you're in Arizona, you can get $20 an hour to sit in one of the company's driverless cars as they drive around. And it says here you won't be sitting passively for hours on end. You'll be paying enough attention to take control of the wheel if something goes wrong. So you're going to be, let me say what this is, you're for $20 an hour, you are a crash dummy. That's what you are for $20 an hour. Google will pay you to be a real-life crash dummy in one of their computer-driven cars. It says here that each car has two individuals in it, one whose job is to stay alert and to be ready to grab the wheel at any point in time. The other person will be sitting in the passenger seat with a laptop computer making notes about what's happening with the car. So if you're interested in that kind of a job, you may want to relocate to Arizona to work for Google, being driven around by one of their computer guided cars, the so-called driverless car, which they say is going to be here before we know it. They were talking 2020, and now people are saying, no, it's going to be within the next 2 to 3 years. The driverless car will be on the road. I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about it. The idea of getting in my car and pressing a button and being able to kind of sit back and use my computer or watch TV or something. I mean, that sounds really cool. But what everybody's saying is, yeah, but you've got to be ready to take the wheel. I mean, this reminds me of teaching my kids to drive when they were teenagers. It's kind of the worst of both worlds. You're in the passenger seat and someone else is driving. I am a terrible passenger. Anybody in my family will tell you. I mean, my kids have threatened to disown me. My wife has threatened divorce. They will not allow me to be a passenger while they are driving. I don't know how I would do as a passenger with a computer driving the car. If I could keep my mouth shut, I'd be on the edge of my seat, ready to grab the steering wheel, just like I am when my kids are driving or my wife is driving or anyone else is driving for that matter. I don't know if that would really work for me, the idea of a computer driving the car, but you've got to stay alert because at any moment you might have to grab the steering wheel. I don't know that I like that arrangement. I'd rather just be driving, I guess, if I've got to be that alert that I've got to be ready to grab the wheel. I mean, people fall asleep and people don't pay attention when they've got to do all the driving. How likely is it that someone is really going to sit in a car that's being driven by itself by an onboard computer, and they're going to stay alert enough to see what's happening, to grab the steering wheel, to wrestle the steering wheel away from the computer? I just don't see how that's going to happen, but you can make $20 an hour and see how that works out for you. This another bizarre story. And for those of you that don't think we're living in the end times, this is from morningticker.com. And the headline here is, shocking report, top secret meeting held to create synthetic human being. And it says here that Harvard University held a secret meeting this past week to discuss the possibility of creating human life from scratch with chemicals. That's the shocking claim of Stanford scientist Drew Endy, who is claiming in an essay for Cosmos magazine that researchers were discussing how to create a synthetic human genome, and that would then lead to creating an entire human being in a laboratory. I'm telling you, I mean, we are getting, I don't think God's going to allow that to happen. Number one, I mean, any human being we created in a laboratory, can you imagine? I mean, that would be your worst nightmare, what that human being would probably end up turning out to be. But this is where we're going. We are trying to become God. And that report caught my attention. And this one as well. You know, I have a really nice mailman. He's always friendly to me. I hear his truck coming up. I go out, thank him, and he hands me my mail. And we've got a little five-second conversation that we have every afternoon when he brings the mail by. But once again, we find some really super twisted people carrying the mail. And this is from Miami, Channel 10 News there. Mail carrier and boyfriend accused of stealing credit cards in Miami Beach. And the story goes on about the credit cards that these two have been stealing right out of the mail. People are getting a credit card. The credit card doesn't show up. And then these two go out on a spending spree. Mail carrier and boyfriend. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, a new phishing scam. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, a lot of breaking news today. This is just coming in from the New York Times. Warren Buffett and Dan Gilbert are uniting together. Now, Dan Gilbert is the founder of Quicken Loans. And Warren Buffet, as I call him, Warren Buffett, of course, everyone knows who he is. They're getting together to attempt to buy Yahoo. And I'll tell you this. I don't understand these tech companies that are not making money, that are dying on the vine, and then these people that will come in and pay big money. I mean, millions and millions of dollars for these companies. I guess they figure they've got a plan to turn it around. But you got to wonder, I mean, Warren Buffett's usually a pretty smart money guy. Not all of his deals work out. But Warren Buffett and Dan Gilbert, who is the founder of Quicken Loans, appear to be scraping their pennies together. They're even searching for excess change in the couches of their houses to be able to buy Yahoo, the search engine, and all the related properties associated with it. And this one is weird. Before we get to the phishing story, if California was not bad enough, here's the headline. This is from CBS News. A swarm of aggressive bees attacks a California town. And this is in Concord, California, Northern California. It says, a swarm of aggressive bees have been attacking a town in Northern California. Despite the swatting and the spraying, the bees are relentless. Got me right in the eye, said Mike Malley, a Concord resident, as he was stung. And they go on and on here, and Malley says he was stung 6, 7, 8, 9 times, he said. He was stung again and again, over and over again, maybe 10 times. The police have received calls about the aggressive bees. The bees are attacking the mail carriers as well. So if you are in Concord, California, beware of the bees. Did they ever make a horror movie about the bees? I'll never forget Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds. But can you imagine Alfred Hitchcock, The Bees? There probably has been a movie about killer bees. I know we've talked about killer bees. I remember as a young person growing up in Chicago, talk of killer bees coming from Africa. Well, our professional soccer team when I was growing up in Chicago was the Chicago Sting, and their mascot was a bee. So maybe there was a little bit of truth to that. All right, so this is a story we pick up from Commando.com, the digital goddess Kim Commando. When we talk about phishing scams, we spell that P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. I think all phishing with the letter F, all phishing is a scam. All the stuff you buy to go fishing and how little you get back, You sit there for hours and maybe don't catch anything. Spend all that money on bait and fishing poles and equipment and tackle and all that. That's the real fishing scam. But here we go. P-H-I-S-H, that fishing scam. There's apparently a big one going on. And these are getting smarter and smarter, these scams. So this is from Kim Commando. There's a scary new phishing scam stealing social security numbers that's popping up in email boxes like yours. But this scam is so well done that you may not realize it's a scam. Here's how it works. Cyber criminals are counting on people like you to open your email and click on links or attachments. Don't do that unless you're 100% sure who sent it to you. And the biggest scam going right now is, she says here, an email that you will receive that is not a real email from PayPal, but it's a scam phishing email that appears to come from PayPal. They will then ask you to click on a link, and this will take you to a page where it asks you to put in information, including your social security number. Now, here's the way to always defeat these phishing scams. All you have to do, if you get an email that's supposedly from your bank or from PayPal or from your credit card company saying, hey, we need you to update something. We need some information from you. Click here. Don't ever click on an email like that. What you'll do is just delete the email and then go log into your PayPal account or go log into your credit card account or your bank account by typing in the known address in your web browser to go to those sites. If they really did need to reach you and that email was really legitimate, there would also be a notification inside your account. Most credit card companies, when you log in, there is a little message center where any such message would be there. I can't tell you how many times my wife is drawn in by these things. She's asked me repeatedly over the last few months. She'll get an email, and the email says that we are Wells Fargo Bank contacting you, and there's a problem with your account. Click here to log in. And she'll come into my office and ask me about it, and I'll say, well, you know, we don't have an account at Wells Fargo, so that can't be for us. That's not possible that it's for us. But this is how good these emails are, that even if you don't have an account with that bank, you might think, well, maybe this is for me. Maybe I really did have a Wells Fargo bank account that I forgot about. That's how real that these emails look. So be very, very careful. It's called phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. And some other stories over at the blog. If you want to check out the blog, we've got some other breaking stories there. I'll give you some of these headlines. Our writers have been doing a great job this week. Here's a headline. Katie Kirk informs us that a silent majority of gun owners, Katie Kirk informs us that a silent majority of gun owners would appreciate more gun control. Yeah, that's probably true, Katie. I really believe that. Here we go. Government survey reveals Americans using internet less because of privacy fears and also online scams like we just talked about. All of this is over at blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. And probably the best article of the week this week, written by editor-at-large Robert G. Yetman Jr., is a big article about Target stock. Target stock continues to tank after they went all in for the transgender bathrooms. Of course, you can be a transgender clown, you know, put on all of your makeup and your wig and your big clown outfit. I don't know if you're going to have a bra or not. I guess it depends what you're claiming your gender is that day. I mean, you could just be any kind of, you know, freak that you want to be and go into Target and use any bathroom you want to use. And they've gone all in on this. And I happened to be at Target today. And I was there, you know, just to see, because I didn't see very many cars in the parking lot. And our Target does tend to be busy grocery shopping day, you know, for people on Sundays. Not so. Target was very, very slow today. So this is impacting Target. and it's impacting Target's stock price as well. And this is all in a big article over at the blog by Robert G. Etman Jr. And I think people have had enough of this. You know, this is why I dropped my support for Trump over the transgender issue. But the big news that came out in the last couple of days was the Justice Department sending out what amounts to a threatening letter to all the nation's school districts, basically telling them that they have to let men in women's bathrooms, young men in women's bathrooms, and if they don't do it, they're going to take away all their federal funding. And so we've got states like Texas is saying they're not going along with it. North Carolina, of course, says they're not going along with it. More and more states are coming out. And this is what, you know, I was telling my wife this earlier in the weekend. I said, you know, when we gave the progressives the same-sex marriage, you know, when we thought that's, a lot of people thought, I did not. A lot of people thought, okay, that'll be the end of it. They're not going to push the envelope any further. And I said all along, that was not the end of anything. That was going to be just the beginning of it. And now, literally, we're being told that the girls are in the shower in the girls' locker room at the local high school. The girls are in there without any clothes on, showering. And we're told that a high school boy, without even his parents being involved, or any medical diagnosis or psychologist or psychiatrist involved, just that young man can just walk right in to the women's locker room and stand there and watch the young women shower. And he can just simply say that he identifies as a woman, at least for that moment. And this is okay. And if they don't go along with it, Obama says you will lose all federal funds. I think it's ridiculous, and it's going to stay in the news. It's going to be a big part of this election. All right, we'll take a break after the news. We'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Robert Abel. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.